You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 12.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve Hutt, and welcome back to another episode of the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your Shopify store. Now, new episodes are available each week in iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, or you can sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com, and you can be notified there when new shows are released. Now, on today's episode, I'm chatting with Bjorn, who is the founder of Forsberg Plus 2, and he's going to talk about this Shopify notification emails that we're all very familiar with, and some of the simple changes that you can make that will, I guess, help generate more revenue for your store. So, Bjorn, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about you and your career journey so far and a very unique name of Forsberg Plus 2.
Yeah, so the name I'll take first maybe, but okay. It was originally named that way because of my wife and daughter. So there's no, I don't have two partners in the business, but it's for my family.
Excellent. That's very cool.
And we've since had a little boy as well, so it really should be Plus 3.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got into the Shopify sort of world in 2011, started as a little side project. I had a full-time work at an investment bank, and I wanted to do something on the side. And found Shopify through actually researching to start a store myself, and then found out that they actually had a partners platform and really enjoyed the idea of being able to build apps. I worked within sort of a software-centric business, so I understood the process of development and things like that. I just didn't do it myself.
Right.
But yeah, I came up with an idea for the first app and then had somebody else build it, and it's grown from there. I've got 4 apps now, and do this full-time. Based in Copenhagen. I'm originally from Australia. My dad's Swedish, so I've got a super Swedish name, but been living in Copenhagen for about 12 years.
So okay.
Yeah. It's just me, kind of by design. So right. Keeping it small, lots of time for family and things like that, but obviously just trying to create, you know, great quality products and do it my way.
I see. That's awesome. I do love the name. And will there be a Forsberg Plus 4 coming up?
Well, I'd say hopefully not. I think we've just got past all the, you know, diapers and all that type of thing, and I think we're getting our lives back. So okay. I think we'll keep it at Plus 3.
At the Plus 3. All right, cool. I see that you recently won a Shopify Commerce Award and for your app, this one app called Orderly Emails. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and why you won it?
Yeah, definitely. So maybe I can give a brief intro to the app first. It gives, sure. gives a bit of context. Orderly Emails, it's really a design tool to help customize the emails that Shopify is sending to all the customers. Mm-hmm. So like the order confirmation, shipping confirmation, and things like that. And the editing experience is based around the Shopify website editing experience. So if you've, you know, worked with the theme of your store, you'll feel really comfortable building these emails. And it works in the same way where you pick a theme, you can try different themes, and you customize it. You can add content, remove content, and things like this. And then you purchase it for a one-time fee. So there's no ongoing costs or anything like that. And then, yeah, you take the emails that the app generates and put them into your Shopify admin. So Shopify continues to work exactly the same as before. Shopify is still sending all the emails, but now they're just using these really great designs.
I see. Yeah, because I've noticed that myself too, is when, you know, we always talk about the fact that Shopify does kind of the 80% of e-commerce really well, and the 20% are kind of app and kind of partner ecosystem. And it's interesting when you see, I guess, I guess, the minimalistic and basic sort of email notifications that are available to kind of regular Shopify core customers, and then what's available through the plus side of the business. And sure, it's interesting how basic they can be. They're functional, but I see you've definitely taken a more enhanced approach to conversion optimization and just more,
yeah,
more
there's branding. Yeah, exactly. I think it's both, right? So branding is super important. And obviously, the more stores that are using Shopify, the more those emails are going to become looking generic, the standard ones that Shopify comes with.
Right.
But I guess it's kind of good and bad that they, you know, you need to be able to code the emails yourself if you want to change the default Shopify ones. And that is good and bad. Bad, that the fact that it's really hard to do, but good in the fact that you can then create whatever you want, right? You're not sort of locked into a particular thing that Shopify designed. So if you can design your own, you can have, you know, totally custom emails.
I see.
So I see that as a plus in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
But to get to back to the award stuff, what I won the award for, it was actually adding analytics data to all of these emails that Shopify is sending to customers and this stuff. So what I mean by that is, in the past, you could never actually measure how well these emails that Shopify is sending are doing. What's the open rates? Are people clicking through them? Are they generating any type of purchases coming from those emails? And so this new feature that I did basically adds all that into the emails. So now you can optimize all the emails that Shopify is sending. So if you decide to put a discount offer or something like this into your shipping confirmation email saying, hey, on your next purchase, get, you know, free shipping or something like that, then you can actually see how much traffic and additional revenue that offer's doing for you.
Well, that's very interesting. I've never really thought about that side of it, about checking the click-through or conversion rate of notification emails. And I wasn't aware the fact that inside Shopify as a core platform, that sort of data wouldn't be available. But now you're saying through your solution, it is available, or you can see now based on the themes that are pushed out to these notification templates. Now you can see.
Yeah, so it actually gets pushed back into Shopify. So Shopify and what the award was about really is making best use of this new API that Shopify came out with called the Marketing Events API.
Right.
And so what the app does is actually, you know, takes all this click and view data and pushes it back into the Shopify reports. So even within the actual Shopify admin, you can start seeing these emails as normal campaigns and things like that. So you can break it down like you would any other marketing channel. And that's been sort of really missing. And I think it's something that, you know, adds a lot of value in the fact that you can't sort of improve what you can't measure, right? So now you can actually see what they're doing and be able to make adjustments to see if it has an impact or not.
Absolutely. So then that kind of leads me to another good question. And so what kind of like optimization should people be making kind of in these notification emails?
Yeah. So there's definitely some simple wins you can do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to say that notification emails in general have sort of a 2x higher open rate compared to a marketing email, even more in some cases.
Yeah.
So just not doing anything is leaving money on the table. And also, existing customers that have already purchased from you are much easier to convert to a second purchase, and cost you a lot less to convert.
Right.
So I think some of the simplest things you can do is firstly to design the email so they actually look great and represent the brand. Right. So you know, looking good, having that sort of uniform feel from your website to your emails, everything's nice and sleek.
Right.
You want to sort of leave a great impression, especially after they've just made a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, using the analytics data to then improve what you're actually sending and what you're getting out of those emails. So the main recommended things to sort of check and test would be to subject lines for opens, showing some recommendations, recommended products and things like that, and doing some small discounts as well. You don't have to give away, you know, too much, but just doing something would be definitely recommended.
Yeah. And you think of just once again, back to the kind of the Shopify's core platform and kind of what it does. It really is a down and dirty solution where, you know, it sends you the receipt or order notifications and just, you know, it's all very kind of functional for what it needs to do. It's true that it's not thinking about or allowing you at just kind of as is, you know, to make changes or to understand the click through and the conversions and different things that can happen from within these notifications. Emails.
Yeah, you're completely right. I mean, they're very much a utility, right?
Yeah,
so, hey, somebody bought something, they need those details. You've shipped something, they need the tracking number. But they're all sort of touch points where you can really do something to either get them coming back or to keep top of mind in some sense, right? So they have a great experience. You give them all the information they need and not just the absolute sort of basics, I guess, which they get out of the box, yeah.
So then what about what sort of some of the best practices or things like, you know, maybe like recommended products or discounts and things can we chat about?
Yeah. So, I mean, recommended products is just including them makes a big difference.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be fancy. And especially for newer stores, I think, you want to push your best selling products really. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a store with thousands of products and lots of sales data, it's going to be really hard to do any kind of, you know, specific recommendations. So just including sort of your best-selling products in these emails mm-hmm. Is a great way to start out,
right?
Especially for newer stores and things like that.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then, obviously there's some emails that you should recommend products in and others that you should kind of avoid. For example, the order confirmation just after somebody's made a purchase is probably not the best time to sort of tell them about other products. In the fact that, you know, in some cases people will, you know, they'll not regret, but they may not feel great about the choices they just made. If they're on the fence, then they might be even more, you know, on the fence about what they've just purchased.
Yeah. And I think that opens up another dialogue about other different types of kind of, you know, basket, you know, like cross-selling and upselling type things as part of the whole flow. But I agree with you. Maybe after I've kind of pulled the trigger and I get a receipt, you're right. I don't necessarily want to see, hey, I could have got this buy one, get one deal, or, you know, oh, I didn't buy this. Maybe, you know, that's, you know, those kind of other ones are
Yeah, definitely. And maybe that color was better for me or, you know, like, and that email is sent as soon as they place the order, right? So it's not like sent 20 minutes later, it's sent instantly.
Right.
So they've just made that choice. And I think they should be more sort of validated in the choice that they've made at that point. So you give them in the order confirmation, give them, you know, obviously what they've just purchased and then sort of tell them the next steps, what's going to happen. Give them links to anywhere where they might be able to get in contact with you, check out different sort of, informational pages on your site and things like that.
Right.
I'd leave the recommendations more for example, like the shipping confirmation, which is a really great email to drive more traffic. That is sent, you know, you've just sent off their latest order, you've shipped it, and then they get this email letting them know with the tracking numbers. And that's the perfect time to sort of either give them a discount for the next order or something like this.
Right.
Maybe free shipping on the next order, which is, you know, possible, or even just a 10% discount. At that point, they're actually, you know, it's gone a couple of days. They're excited that their order's just been sent and they may be willing to purchase something again soon. So I think that the shipping confirmation email is probably one of the better ones to put discounts and you know, recommended products and things like this in.
I see.
Another great one, if I can just...
Absolutely,
is the, yeah, it's the welcome email. So if people sign up for... For example, a customer account.
Right.
Then they're sent this first they get a confirmation saying, hey, set up your password and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then they get a welcome email. And that's another great time to sort of give them some type of push to make it take an action, whether it be, you know, a recommended product or a discount or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it kind of reminds me too, from an email marketing perspective, is that it seems to be a big conversation about this kind of welcome sequence. And so this is interesting that you have this kind of like, we have a welcome email obviously available from within Shopify. You're just allowing us to kind of skin it up nicely to the brand and in a template that kind of works well for the tone and the voice and the language and just some unity, I guess, between the website and then the receipts and or these types of notifications are welcome.
Yeah, so I think there's 18 different emails that Shopify send at different parts of the lifecycle, right?
Right.
And I think it's important to try and think about, you know, when is this email being sent? What type of mind frame is the person in that's receiving it? And then trying to base your content and offers around that.
Right.
I think it makes a big difference that you sort of, you put yourself in their shoes and trying to work out, hey, what makes sense or most sense in this particular case.
Right. And then so I guess I started to dabble at the beginning, but about the data itself and kind of where the analytics can be found. So where is this data? And then how do you recommend people like optimize these offers?
Yeah, sure. So within the Shopify admin, you can just go to analytics, which is a newish section. And there's two great reports that you can use to optimize the emails in particular. And one is traffic by campaign or sessions by campaign.
Okay.
And there you can actually break it down to say which particular campaign. And when we're talking about emails, these notification emails, the campaign is the email type.
Right.
So, for example, your order confirmation, your shipping confirmation, they're different campaigns.
Right.
And the once you've got the email set up in your store and they're being sent to your customers, we'll be basically synchronizing information to those reports. So Shopify will automatically track all of the traffic that's coming with these particular parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And so traffic by marketing campaign is one where you can then see which one's pushing most traffic. And then you've got another one which says sales by marketing campaign.
I see.
You can actually see which orders resulted by an interaction with one of these emails.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sort of, with those reports, you can add columns and things like this. And one really good column to add is marketing campaign content. And you can actually then see exactly which element within the email that they interacted with.
Oh.
So you could see order confirmation email, the discount section, and then you can actually see which link they clicked on. So it could be like shop now or apply my discount would be the full term. And then you can see the exact sales that came from that button or the traffic that it generated as well.
And then is this all part of Google Analytics?
It actually flows through to Google Analytics as well. So this is both a part of Shopify and Google Analytics. And you don't have to do anything in particular to set this up. Shopify will actually push that across.
Oh, nice.
So it works in that we sort of tell Shopify upfront when you use our app that, hey, this store is going to be sending traffic or is going to be receiving traffic with these particular parameters, right? And then traffic turns up, and then Shopify aggregates that into the reports and makes sure that it goes through to Google Analytics as well.
I see. Are there any other things that I guess that we need to kind of keep in mind if we're going to kind of adding these sort of notification emails?
I definitely say try and remember that the overall purpose of the emails is to provide the information about their order or about the shipping happening.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you're doing, make sure it's sort of discreet. It should be supporting the main purpose of the email. So don't sort of take your order confirmation and turn it into a marketing email. the marketing elements should be sort of a secondary thing, which are there for the people that once you've delivered the main information that they need, I think.
Right.
And I think, you know, you don't have to sort of spend a lot of time doing it or even optimizing them and things like that. I think there's another thing to keep in mind is just to check back once a month and adjust as needed, right? So you shouldn't sort of feel, oh, no, I need to spend hours on this now going forward every week.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, you know, check in once a month and see how it is and then adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
And then I guess the last one is just a sort of, do something instead of nothing, because, you know, even if you're not a designer, we've tried to make it really easy for anyone to create great emails for Shopify. And actually one of the features I'm really happy with is something called the Magic Designer, which actually helps style the emails for you within the app.
It sounds very fancy. So maybe you can tell me what this Magic Designer is.
Yeah, it's an automated system. So when you load up the app and you've picked a sort of a starting theme, uh-huh, like you would for your website,
right?
Then the app will actually go out and check out your website and find out what's your logo, mm-hmm, and import that automatically. It'll work out what font you're using, oh, and pre-select those. It'll work out what color scheme you're using and trying to sort of intelligently apply that to the particular email thing that you've designed.
Wow.
So it's something I was pretty happy with. It's just like a single click, and then about 5 seconds later, it designs the entire email for you. And of course, you can sort of manually adjust it and things like that afterwards. But
I see. So
it's a really good way to help people that don't know about color codes, or, you know, you have to look up what font you're using. It really helps out.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people that I know typically have their canvas, their starting point is like a premium theme they've got from the app store, from the theme store. And then, there's some styling that's happened. You're right. Logos and colors, font types and things like that. So it's interesting that this kind of magic designer does this sort of thing. At least we'll go out and grab what it can find in the usual locations inside the theme, yeah, port it over, and then from there, is it quite right? Maybe it's 80 or 90% really good to go, and if not, some tweaks can happen at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So you can choose all the different colors that you want to use and adjust, hey, I want the borders to be, you know, this particular shade of gray or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty good at most things. And it actually goes to your live site. So even if you've, you know, changed the theme from what the defaults were and things like that, it'll actually sort of crawl a page on your site and work out, you know, how round are your buttons? Are they square? Are they rounded borders and things like that? And then you use that. And the reason I sort of started doing it is because I don't remember color codes, right? Yeah. And I work with this stuff day in and day out.
Yeah.
I think asking users to pick from a color code is just not the right way. Or, you know, obviously a palette or something like that,
yeah,
could be helpful. Mm-hmm. But if you can provide them with a palette that comes from their website, I think that's much more useful.
Yeah, I would totally agree. It's funny. It reminds me of kind of working in Photoshop or some other kind of design solutions and, you know, trying to pick a color palette. And then all of a sudden these hex codes are coming up for the different types of colors.
Well, that's it. You know, and they're impossible to remember too.
It is.
And especially if you didn't build the site yourself, right?
That's true. You're totally right.
It can be a nightmare. So I'm pretty proud of that one. I think it helps a lot of people.
Absolutely. You know,
and it's just a fun feature too, right?
It's something I'm going to try. I didn't realize that was available. It must be newish that's been added on. So I'm going to try it out with a store that I have and see. And I'm going to recommend it to a few customers of mine too. And I'm going to
definitely do it. Yeah.
Let them give
the
it a whirl.
The only thing that stops it working is if your site's still under construction or like showing it coming soon, because we actually do need to access the live pages.
But
you can turn that off temporarily and then turn it back on afterwards.
Beautiful. All right. Well, we're kind of nearing the end of the show. Do you have any kind of closing comments or anything that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Like everything, you got to sort of remember that you generally get 80% of the results from 20% of the effort, right? So, and I think that's true for email notifications and design and things like this as well. You're better off, you know, doing part of it or getting started on it, doing the best you can in the time that you have,
right?
Because that's going to already bring you the lion's share of the benefit, right?
Yeah.
So even just setting up something really simple, adding a couple of simple recommended products, maybe a discount in one of the emails, it takes about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just, you know, you get most of the value there. And then if you decide to come back and optimize and tweak it to get the last little sort of, you know, 10, 20% of the results, mm-hmm, sure. But you get most of it from just getting started.
And it's nice you've done a lot of the work, understanding you mentioned a lot of 17 or 18 or so kind of Shopify generated types of emails that can be generated. And so obviously with having orderly emails as part of a solution, picking a theme or buying a theme, once you've kind of skinned it the way you like it, now all of these potential notification emails now will have the similar type of branding and messaging and plus whatever extras you add on to it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So you design it once and then that design is applied to all 18 emails. You can, of course, you know, change the text and the sections shown in each particular email, right, but you only style one of them or the style goes through on all of them automatically. So one theme, I guess you could say, mm-hmm, actually contains all 18 email templates.
Ah, oh, beautiful. Love it. Yeah. Well, Bjorn, thanks very much for coming on the show today. So how can people learn more about this Orderly Emails app?
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.forsbergplus2.com as words, or you can go, of course, to the App Store and type in Audley Emails.
Excellent. And I understand.
And I've got a nice little listener discount for you as well.
I appreciate that. Yes.
Yeah. Fastlane20 is the discount code. Uh-huh. It'll also be in the show notes, I believe.
Yes.
But so when you're making a purchase in the app, uh-huh. There's a little spot there. Enter a discount code and it'll give you 20% off. Oh. And themes are a one-time purchase. So it's basically give you 20% off. And there's no ongoing costs.
Beautiful. Well, I'll definitely update the show notes kind of with all those links because I'm trying to spell Forsberg plus two. It might be...
terrible name.
It might be hard it's hard in audio.
Yeah, I should have thought that through.
But it is unique. So I love it.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that I also have a redirect set up. So those listening now, if you want to go to it directly on your phone, it's ecommercefastlane.com and then /orderly emails, plural. And that will redirect over to Forsberg plus two. And then from there, you can kind of see this the solution. And you can get started and get these Shopify notification emails kind of, I guess, reskinned and kind of out of the default mode and kind of adding a few extras, I think that will really help conversion and just lifetime value. So have yourself a great day. And thanks again for Bjorn for sharing all your expertise and like congrats again. Yeah,
thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Congrats on that Shopify commerce win. That's a great kudos to you and kind of what you're up to with that with analytics and your solution. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Bjorn from Forsberg Plus 2. You know, the Orderly Emails app really will help your Shopify store's kind of email communication kind of look its best and kind of sell more, really, by including product recommendations and discount codes and promotions and anything that you want to add that's outside of the default communication that comes from Shopify, you could add with this app, them being a Shopify kind of commerce award winner, really it'll help you kind of customize the emails that Shopify is kind of already sending, for your store. For example, the order notification email, that's sent to your customer when they make a purchase. And the idea, Orderly Emails doesn't send emails, but instead it kind of replaces or kind of upgrades the store's kind of default templates to make it more professional and a much more effective design. And, your store continues to work in exactly the same way as it did before. There's not going to be any duplicate emails and whatnot being sent, but, it's straightforward. It's effective. It's very effective because, you simply select a design from their available themes, and they have a whole bunch of them. And then each design then includes all 18 emails that are already being supported or being sent by Shopify on behalf of you, the merchant, the store owner, through Shopify. So, all these basic kind of email styles that Shopify sends will now be replaced. And, you can essentially customize your emails. You can, preview them. Even send some test emails to confirm that you like how they all look. And then once you're happy, with that theme that you've selected and kind of reskinned it a bit and added some things that you wanted, on brand and your tone, your language and whatnot, you can make a one-time purchase for the use of that app for as long as you want, and you update as many times as you want. So any changes and things that you make, you log back into the app. So it's a one-time purchase. And Bjorn has been awesome to include a 20% off coupon code too. So that really reduces your price down quite a bit. So you can use the code FASTLANE, the number 2020, all one word. So, kind of as a summary, the way I see it is that, it really is kind of optimizing your Shopify notification emails. It's really going to help you sell more and kind of match to the look and feel of your brand more than just kind of the default type of emails that are being sent by Shopify currently, the 18 of them. You know, it really is, it's kind of the easiest way that you can do these kind of product recommendations I mentioned and discount codes and any kind of promotional kind of things that you wanted to add to these emails. And, you know, and Bjorn was very clear that, you know, the open rate and the click-through rate is significantly higher than any other type of marketing email that's being sent. So this is coming from Shopify on behalf of your store, then with a much higher open and click-through rate, then that means you're having a better opportunity, you know, by showing potentially, like I said, product recommendations and codes and promotions and whatnot. So, and then it's nice that all 18 email templates are kind of all included and are fully customized as part of your theme selection inside the app. So, and you know, a one-off fee too is great. So no month-to-month, you buy it once, use that code Fastlane20, and that's it. And then you're good to go. If you're enjoying the e-commerce Fastlane podcast, I would be so grateful if you could take 5 minutes and download and subscribe and then rate and review the show. You know, it's one of the best ways that you can kind of show your appreciation for the continued production of this show. And thanks again for being a supporter. I really do appreciate it. Now, on the next episode, my guest is Chad Rubin, who is the co-founder of Skubana. And it's a great platform to kind of unify your Shopify kind of store operations. And it unifies, that's a good word, but it really does. It unifies all the tools that you need to kind of run your Shopify business. You know, it automates kind of all the repetitive tasks and even, you know, thinks about profitability and forecasting and even like demand planning. You know, like you can connect and import orders from every channel that you're currently selling on or want to sell on, like marketplaces and retailers, you know, Amazon, eBay, and Walmart, and Jet.com. And gosh, there's over 20 different channels and stuff that are available that are already pre-connected inside. And things like printing shipping labels from all the major carriers or, you know, automatically routing your orders to third-party fulfillment centers and, you know, all from kind of one centralized place. You know, you can view and manage and synchronize your whole inventory across every sales channel, your warehouses and the 3PLs and drop shippers and FBA through Amazon distribution centers. Like it really is quite amazing. So, you know, if you're in this kind of growth stage for your business, this is a great episode that you'll definitely want to listen to. Well, thanks again for taking time out of your busy day. I do really massively appreciate you taking time to listen to the show. And I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey with e-commerce that's powered by Shopify. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week and take care.